Your Sonic game recap takes you inside the locker room following the Texans' Week 3 of the preseason loss to the New Orleans Saints at Reliance Stadium.
What do you like about what you're doing personally?
Just managing the offense. You know, this offense, you guys just got to do your job. Get the ball to the open guy, and it'll run smoothly. You know, don't make it too big. Don't think too much. Just, we have a run game going. You know, it really helps it out. Opens up everything. You know, there's a lot of wide open guys out there.
How do you view the competition now with one game left?
It's been neck and neck this entire time. We're both playing some good football. You know, Case did a good job in the fourth quarter, really moving the ball down the field, put us in a position to score. Through this whole process, I've been trying to keep the mindset, just control what I can control, because if I try to get caught up in anything else, it just, you know, won't be any good.
You know, I'm disappointed. I'm competitive. I want to win. And preseason or not, you know, I want to go win. And we had a chance to go tied up, at least go in overtime, a field goal or something. But, we learned from it. Go watch the film. And we had a guy. Lemon ran a great route. And I'll hit it next time.
Generally speaking, how do you feel about where you are to date with this competition the way it is?
There's no telling. I think we've both gotten a lot better and progressed. I know I've gotten a lot better, and you look at the film, and I think there's a lot of ways where I can get even better. So, who knows? I'm not really worried about it.
You guys got the run, 2 minute drill. What did you like out of that? It's nice to be able to do that, you know, as a unit before you regular season starts.
Yeah, when they had the ball, I was definitely looking at the clock, you know, hoping we had a chance to get a 2 minute drill in during the preseason. Because you don't want to just, you know, do something like that and, you know, just practice and then have it happen during the regular season and you haven't had one, you know, in a real game. So it was great to, you know, get something like that to happen during the game today.
Did it feel a little odd, you know, first time you're punting and you're doing it as a Texan instead of a Raider?
It did. I mean, I told some of the guys on the sideline, I was nervous, you know. I mean, I got out there and kind of go through the basics mentally, you know. You're like, make sure you catch the snap. You know, there's a lot of people looking at you, how you're going to react on your first ball. And that ball actually carried a little farther than I wanted it to. And luckily it checked up for me perfect. But I was nervous and anxious and excited at the same time. You know, that's my first shot down here.
How much more does this offense need to work on? Little things. Before September 9th.
Yeah, the next 2 weeks is just continue to progress and get better in all areas. I think, looking at tonight, we want to be able to finish drives better and get sevens when we're in position to do that. Drive down the field all the way and only get 3 points out of it. And it's easy for that team to get right back in the game. You know, we're dominating up 10-0, driving down the field, and you know it only takes one score for them to get back into it. So finishing drives and getting touchdowns, that's going to be big for us.
What was the difference in this game and some of the previous ones?
I think just a mentality first and foremost for us up front. You know, we really couldn't get in the rhythm that much those first couple of games. We knew we were going to get a lot of snaps. We knew that coach was going to give us a lot of opportunities to run the ball, and we made the most of it. You know, great communication. You know, they did a great job of showing us a lot of different looks and stuff that we really weren't prepared for. We did a great job of communicating, getting on our guys, and Ben Tate, you know, ran hard as ever, you know, and just a combination of things, I think, you know, helped us out tonight.
When you come back, you're going to have J.J. Watt. Good chance you'll have Ed Reed. You know, you have the full defense, and you'll get to go and play full games with what you guys probably think is a pretty good unit, right?
I mean, when those guys are back, you're going to be excited. I'm glad we got Kush back. Shaping our defense up, getting ready, you know. I know we probably will miss Antonio for the first week. But when we get all those guys back, I mean, that's great. And I think that's what we need. But more important than that, when the guys that we do have and we have to go on the battlefield with, we just got to be ready. And there's young guys that haven't played as much, guys that's not considered starters, but they have to play in those games and start. I think the guys that are starting, we have to make plays myself. We got to step up.